Walker is generally on the same page with his Republican colleagues in the legislature, but whenever he's asked about the mascot bill, as he was earlier this week, the governor says it's something he hasn't really looked at yet.
I'll certainly look at it because the legislature sent it to me, but I've had a higher priority than these other pieces of legislation.
The bill would partly repeal a law passed by Democrats when they ran state government that made it difficult for schools to retain their Native American mascots if just one person objected. The Great Lakes Intertribal Council, which represents all Wisconsin's tribes, issued a statement asking Walker to veto the plan. Asked about that statement, the governor said,
"Well, I didn't need a statement. I met with them all a couple weeks ago. I meet quarterly. My predecessor met once a year. I meet every quarter with them at a different tribal site." So they made their opinion pretty clear at that point.
Michael Allen is the executive director of the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. He's also vice chair of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. He says the council worries these nicknames are psychologically harmful to Native American youth.
It's about our children. It's all our children. Simply put, vetoing the legislation is about respect. That's what it's all about. Respecting what the Native people are and what we do.
The governor has until next Thursday to sign or veto the bill. If he does nothing, it automatically becomes law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.